I get the distinct impression this is going to be definitely one of those shows again. This is the Bugcast, episode 153.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Episode 153. It is Friday the 25th of March, and yes, we have a stonking show tonight. We have music tonight from Birmingham, Dublin, London, Oxford, Portsmouth, and Australia.
Well, last week, it was also almost the CC Hits show, because a lot of the tracks from CC Hits.
This week?
The Manila show.
Manila show, yes. Thank you to the guys from Manila. Manila PR. Steph, Denise and Tony from Manila have provided us with a fair majority of the tracks today. And we actually don't have that much to talk about for a change. I'm sure we'll come up with something as we go along. So, here we go.
I have things to talk about.
Oh, good. That's all right then. Let's start with the first track. This is The Lights.
Let me know if you're coming around, because I've got somewhere to go. Well, she was always messing around, you know.
Please.
nudging me along, but they're still singing. And there's still enough song in there to
so
not interrupt.
Talk over the M bit.
That was The Light with No Match for Genevieve. Sourced from Tony from Manila PR. They're from Birmingham. They're a five-piece melodic alt-pop band from the heart of the UK. Unique, eclectic and intimately epic with a touch of old enough to know better. Sean on vocals, guitar and songwriting. Gary on bass guitar. Liz on vocals and keyboards. And Dan lead guitar with Warren on drums and percussion. If you'd like to find out more, check out thelights.co.uk.
Fantastic. That was a really nice track. I'm going to get on to Tony from Manila and ask him for some more tracks from these guys. Or, at the very least, we should probably get in touch with them. So, excellent stuff. And they're from Birmingham, which isn't that too far away from here.
No, we could always go check them out.
We certainly could.
Because we're overdue a trip to your mother's.
And that is what we're going to talk about this evening. Yes, indeed. Fantastic stuff. Anyway, welcome on and all. Welcome along to the podcast episode 153. Links to all of the artists that we play this evening and the majority of what we talk about. Because I keep forgetting to put things that we talk about in the show notes, which is terrible. But if you do want to have a look, thebudcast.org is the place to go. Look up the show notes for this episode, number 153. Thank you, as always, to the guys from the Dumb Down Life and the Ubuntu UK podcast, one of which is in the chat room this evening. To allow those that are in the chat room listening to us live at thebudcast.org/live to hear us.
Yep. Well, there's me and you. There's John, the currently podcastless one, Lainey, Stacey Meow, Popey and Rowley from the Dark Compass.
Fantastic. What a diverse bunch of people we have there. Podcasters, non-podcasters, Brits, non-Brits. Excelente. Ah. Caroline is currently in the process of telling people that she's got a picture of me in a kilt. Yes, that one's not going to make it into the show notes. okay, let's cross the Irish Sea and have a little track from Peter Doran.
Hi, this is Peter Doran, and I hope you enjoy this new song.
I was clean. Pray.
I liked that.
What a gorgeous song.
That was Peter Doran.
Thank you.
Sacred Place. From
Apologies
Dublin.
For getting his name wrong.
From Dublin. Did he lead the track in like he was supposed to?
Yes, he did.
Oh, because I didn't get out of the room.
That's when I realised that I'd said his name wrong.
Ah. Source from Ariel. He's honing his own craft since the age of 11. He's inspired by his cousin's heavy metal albums, which is quite ironic because there was nothing heavy metal about that. First picked up a guitar. His dad plays and his uncle was the bassist for the Blizzards, who are a multi-platinum award-winningy people.
Whom I had never heard of.
2009, he was contacted by Filippo Gattani, who'd heard his demo track and wanted to collaborate. He currently has nine free songs for download on his website.
Pardon you.
Sorry. To find out more, check out peterdoran.com.
Awesome stuff. And a deepest apologies to Peter Doran for taking about 3 months to get back to him from his offer of sending us music to play. Why I waited that long, I don't know, because it was worth the wait, put it that way. Fantastic track. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, throughout most of Europe this weekend, the clocks go forward for daylight savings time. Now, the history of daylight savings time across Europe is very wide and varied, where some countries had only just recently started doing it in the last couple of decades, whereas other countries have been doing it since the late 19th century. Except for Iceland. Iceland do not observe daylight savings time. And the reason being is that because the amount of daylight they get during the day varies so much throughout the year, they felt that putting the clocks forward by 1 hour wouldn't actually make a difference.
We've been considering that, though, haven't we, over here?
Not to not observe it, but to observe it plus one. This is what they call double summertime. I wouldn't be surprised if, once our clocks go forward on Sunday morning, we don't put them back at the end of October. So that when we come around to next March, we put them forward again. So essentially, our standard time will be GMT plus one, and our daylight savings time will be UTC plus two. In order to keep this extra hour.
But then there's the whole thing that will cause more accidents and...
Well, see, I'm not convinced it's going to make that much of a difference, to be perfectly honest with you. I know that the farming community are up in arms about it because of the time that they need to do their daily stuff. I mean, farmers get up at something stupid like 3 a.m. to go and muck out the pigs and milk the cows, etc. But, I think we did experiment with not coming out of daylight savings time. I think it was back in the 1970s. Can you just excuse me for a minute? Stop it! Back in the 1970s, I think, where we stayed in a daylight savings all year round, but for whatever reason, that didn't work. So it looks like we might be trying it again, which will put us in line with Central Europe, as in France, Germany, etc., who are already 1 hour ahead of us as it is. Now, I've never understood the whole timeline thing, bearing in mind our geographical location. Now, the Greenwich Meridian at Zulu time, 0 degrees, passes through London. All right? Directly beneath us, geographically, is Spain. To the west of Spain is Portugal. Now, Portugal is actually a lot further west than we are, and yet they also follow GMT, even though they're a lot further west than we are. Never understood that one. The Azores Islands are 1 hour behind us. Yes, interesting. But, so the main purpose of me telling you this was the clocks go forward at 1 a.m., our time, 1 a.m. UK time, when it goes straight to 2 o'clock, 2 a.m.
Is that tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. That's, Sunday morning So 1 a.m. Sunday morning becomes 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Now, obviously, depending on whether you're in France or Eastern Europe or even Russia, where I think they're 3 hours ahead of us, obviously your timings will be affected as appropriate. So there you go. A little bit of public service there. And there are some things in the chat room which I will read when we play the next song. This is Colin Devlin and The Heart Won't Be Denied.
In the last few hours of daylight, as you slipped off your dress, I remembered how it felt to be alive, to be alive. Then we talked and played some music. It took me by surprise when you told me I'd been sleeping with my eyes open wide. But the heart won't be denied. When it calls, you've got to answer, and the end love will decide. The heart won't be denied. On a long forgotten evening, just before the dawn, I held my breath and prayed. I prayed that you might come along. And somehow my prayers were answered. Nowhere to be seen. Did you do it just to haunt me? Show me what could and could not be. But the heart won't be denied. When it calls, you've got to answer. It won't let those feelings slide. Ancient architecture, I've studied it a lot. They knew what they were doing. Don't think the heart does not. So I'm telling you to watch out, 'cause you know I'm coming back. And you better be ready, prepared for my attack. 'Cause the heart won't be denied. When it calls, you've got to answer, and the end love will decide. The heart won't be denied.
That shouldn't have happened. Oh well, that appears to be the end of that track, my darling.
Oh, so that was not us.
It just ended. It's still running. There's like 11 seconds left of it, but that's exactly as it was given to me by Manila.
That is such a shame, because that was a beautiful
track. That was beautiful, yes.
It is still a beautiful track. It just has a stuff ending.
Yes.
Well, another one from Dublin, that is Colin Devlin with The Heart Won't Be Denied. Another one from Tony from Manila PR.
Indeed.
He's an Irish songwriter who crafts unforgettable soundscapes over... has been crafting unforgettable soundscapes over a decade. He's also part of a group called The Devlins, which is him and his brother. This is his solo effort. It's a warm, intimate album of personal reflections helmed by Pierre Marshland and featuring the drummer Matt Chamberlain, who's worked with Tori Amos, Morrissey, Kanye West and a few others. Democracy of One, the name of the album, will be a lasting testament as his gifts of a songwriter. I really can't speak at the moment. If you want to find out more, check out colindevlin.com.
Awesome stuff. And, yeah, sorry about that. I'm not quite sure what happened, or even why I didn't spot it. Hey-ho. Right. It turns out I made a mistake. Apparently, Double Summertime is not... us going into summertime this year and not coming out of it, and then making our current summertime our base, our main standard time. Apparently Double Summertime is us going 2 hours ahead and staying there, always. So we'll always be UTC plus two. So... which I think is poo, to be honest with you. I've just suggested in the chat room that we should be in Swatch internet time, where the day is broken up into 1,000 beats. How do people feel about that? It's currently 957. That's the time. No.
But my reaction is telling you how I feel about that.
That look did actually say... quite a bit without saying anything at all. Okay. We're going to head on to our next track. I think this could be viewed as our comedy song. And I have a little bit to talk about it after it's finished.
Do you know, when I did all the research, I didn't even look at the title. And now I have seen the title. I'm intrigued.
So, yes, it should be good. This is Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers.
Come on, everybody, I got a plan. Grab your windbreaker, stick it in the sand. Bucket and spade, CM4, Bart's duty for everyone. That's right! No more, but you can still get drunk in the parts of shore. Parts of the Navy and the Victory. Friends of the Rainbows and Equality. Big city folk just like to be in Margate, Brands, and Clacton on Sea. Booze, booze, newspaper, quit each way. In the fence of Dover, 32 Calais. That's right! Woo! We're going to the seaside. We're going to the coast. We're going to the seaside with the girls we love the most.
Why my Plymouth, Sidmouth, Falmouth, Dartmouth, Penzance, Dukey, Salt Bay, Body in Blackpool, Fair in Scarborough, coming from Morecambe, hit the promenade.
The holiday season starts in Southport, but ends in oblivion at Whippy by the Bay. Ends in oblivion, ends in oblivion, ends in oblivion at Whippy by the Bay. We're going to the seaside, we're going to the coast.
When you get older, you lose your hair. We dive to the coast and breathe the fresh air. With Donkey Punch and Judy, with a Donkey Punch and Judy, with a Donkey Punch and Judy, with a Donkey Punch and Judy. Oh, Donkey Punch and Judy, Donkey Punch and Judy, Donkey Punch and Judy, Donkey Punch and Judy,
Donkey Punch.
That was actually quite addictively.
It was definitely an earworm, wasn't it?
Yes.
Very boppy. It's almost one of those songs that you don't want to like, but you can't help it.
Do you know, I pictured then, I don't know what they look like. I pictured men in kilts, almost like a ska punk bandy type thing.
Yes.
I'm probably just obsessed with kilts at the moment, but...
It just sounded a bit scary. Yeah, it
does. Do you remember we went to London to see somebody play live and we ended up getting charged £3 for a can of Diet Coke?
Oh, yes.
There was a band there. A warm Diet Coke. Punk, that kind of thing. Yes, a warm, horrible Diet Coke.
Yes,
anyway, very nice. That was Tom Mancy and the Icebreakers with Donkey Punch and Judy from Steph from Manila PR. They're based in London, but they're originally... Nope, they're based in London.
Are you sure?
Paul White on guitar, Alan Mann on keys, James Johnson on drums, and Tom Mancy slinging the upright bass and handling lead vocals.
Bass.
They met years ago whilst playing for a North London youth big band, and this quartet has played together in various jazz, boogie-woogie and rock and roll groups ever since. They've toured the UK and Germany, supported the likes of Son of Dave and The Heavy and others, and they've done festival appearances including Glastonbury, Secret Garden Party, etc. Find out more, go to tommancy.com, which is spelled TOMMANSI.com.
Did you recognise any of the artists you mentioned in that blurb?
Not sure.
Okay.
The reason I paused as well when I said about London is there was another one that we've got tonight that's London / Oxford, which is
I see. That's where you got it from. Okay, yes. You mentioned that Tom Mancy and the Heartbreakers, it's not Heartbreakers, it's Icebreakers. Why did I put Heartbreakers down? Supporting Son of Dave. Now, Son of Dave is one Benjamin Darville, a UK-based Canadian musician and singer-songwriter, a former member of Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, we have played him before, haven't we?
We have, all right. It was back in August of 2008, and it was this track.
There's a place in Seoul where you've got to wear your bow tie. You can wave your diamond, but they're not gonna let you inside. Your Bentley, but they're not gonna let you inside. And then a man in a leisure suit you wear, they ain't never gonna let you in there.
Now, I'm not gonna play the whole track for you. I thought he deserved a mention because this is one example of an artist that has actually made it onto mainstream television, and most people would not have noticed. This track was actually used as a trailer. I believe it was for a series of My Name is Earl. And I heard it and thought, I think I've played that track before on the show. And as I said, it was back on episode 22. Back in August 2008, so, you know, 2.5 years ago. Now, he's still active. He's still doing a lot of stuff at the moment. His website is sonofdave.com, and he has been used, him and one of his tracks called Revolution Town, was used in an advert recently for Bing, Microsoft search engine. Yeah, I know, I thought that when I first heard it. But it's very cleverly done. It's available on YouTube anyway, so go and have a look for Son of Dave, Bing, and stuff. So yeah, awesome stuff, great track. So not going to play all of that now. Right, okay, done all of that. Yes, let's play this.
Hey everyone, this is Dan from Rat Hole Radio, and I just want to tell you very quickly about the Rat Hole Radio gig, which is going to be happening in Liverpool in the UK at the Zanzibar, and it's going to be on Sunday the 24th of April at 8 p.m. And we've got I Am Not Left-Handed, who sound a bit like this. We've also got 20 Pound Sounds, who sound a bit like this. And we've got Rob Warren, who sounds a bit like this. It's not about the fall, it's about... So come down, it's only £5. Get yourself a ticket by heading to ratholeradio.org/gig. That's ratholeradio.org/gig. So I found my...
Now, if last year's Rat Hole Roadshow is anything to go by, it promises to be a phenomenal event. We have played I Am Not Left-Handed on the show before. We have played 20 Pound Sounds on the show before. We have not yet played Rob Warren. I'm going to pick up some of his stuff.
Make a note.
Indeed. So, yeah, in case you missed it, the tickets are £5, available from ratholeradio.org/gig. And it is on Sunday the 24th of April at 8pm at the Zanzibar in Liverpool. Those of you who are switched on would realise it is Easter Sunday is the date of that gig. If you want to hear a sampler of the artists that are going to be taking part in the show, then go to ratholeradio.org/sampler, where you can download a free EP of some music. Someone's PC is going absolutely ape, and I think it's mine. So, there you go. Good stuff. So thanks to Dan for letting us, for sending us that promo. Okie dokie, how are we doing for time? Fantastic. Let's have another track. This is, if I can find it, The A-Train.
Thank you.
was another really nice track.
All the tracks this week seem to be quite toned down.
Yeah. What I'm doing right now... Sort
You're
of
doing the hula.
Sort of. Anyway, that was the A Train with Moon Water. Source from Steph from Manila.
So you're struggling with it as well.
Manila PR. They're London-based, but originally from Oxford and Teesside, which is why I got confused on the other track. They are a alt-folk... No.
Careful. The word you're looking for there is folk.
They are an alt-folk, psyche, indie, calypso, country, soul group.
That's the one. Like it.
Currently taking over the world slowly. Beginning, their EP was released on January this year. They have featured on BBC Six Music and their tracks Don't Have Far to Go and Come Hell or High Water. Black and White Memories CD, which has four songs and a black and white music something music video, is available to buy from their site. If you'd like to find out more, check out theatrain.co.uk.
Fantastic. Yes, the tracks this week have been rather stonking. And even the track that's going to be coming up next, where you'd expect to be kind of high energy, bearing in mind we played these guys before, but it's not. Anyway.
Yes, on Saturday last week, as in, because it couldn't be tomorrow because it's not happened yet, I was working. Now, it was actually a mini music festival called CSEP Live.
Yes.
Which, apart from showcasing some bands, it was also about social enterprises and that sort of thing. I agreed to man the doors, which meant that I drew the short straw and didn't get to listen to any of the acts. And as a reward for doing that, Dave got to sneak in for free.
I did. And what an amazing, amazing evening it was.
So Dave can explain some of the bands that featured, but from what I understand, they were very stonking. I have listened to a few since then. Mm. And we were originally going to try and get a stand, but it wasn't very well organised, so it was a bit difficult to get that sorted. So what I actually did was I made some little A6 leaflets.
Yes, A5 and A6.
A5 and A6 leaflets.
Yes.
That gave a little bit about the podcast, because we're local, a little bit about Made in the UK, because it features UK bands, and a little bit about AMP, which is the association. So it was very high level. And they're actually on display at the point as well, so we might get some more theories that way. But I will let Dave continue.
Be nice. Anyway, the evening started with a couple of presentations from the Community and Social Enterprise Partnership. Somebody from the point, Caroline's work, did a bit of a presentation on what they do. A couple of media presentations. And then we went up to the studio, where we had 7 acoustic sets. It was amazing. It really was. Started off with Howard Rowe and Brian Taylor. Where we have them, I will put links into the show notes, but not all of these are actually established groups, so it may not be possible. Howard Rowe and Brian Taylor did an amazing track called Market Town Girl, a very stunning acoustic folk track. Then a group called The Late Night Sound did 3 tracks. Again, it's all folk, acoustic, very meaningful, very storytelling type of music. Very good. There is a link on Facebook, and I think they've got a website as well, so I'll definitely put that in the show notes. That was followed by a classical guitar duet by Dave Angel and Guy Hunter. Now, that was something to see. If you've ever seen John Williams, the guitarist, that is, not the... the score composer, performing classical guitar. If you can imagine 2 of them sitting side by side and basically duetting off each other, it was absolutely fantastic. Peter Raffone and Graham McElerney, that's the one, then followed that up with a guitar and harp composition. I've never seen a harp actually played live before. But it wasn't your typical, is airy-fairy the right word? Not your typical fantasy harp playing. This was being used as a proper melodic musical instrument, and it was very good. Then there was a group called Garforth and Myers, Roy Garforth and Adam Myers, who were joined by Amy Johnston and Philip Gardner, I think that says. I was writing in the dark, so I didn't actually read what I was writing. And that was very good as well. The vocals were absolutely fantastic. Now, it's worth pointing out here that Peter Raffone, that I mentioned in the previous band, has so far appeared three times.
Yes, it's a bit incestuous.
In these acts. He was part of the... he was part of the Late Night Sound. He was part of the Peter Raffone and Graham McGillerny. And I think he might have been part of Garforth and Myers as well. And then he was also supporting Leona Erting, who is a fantastic... You've seen her before, haven't you?
Yes.
An absolutely fantastic soul singer. And she can't be more than about early 20s, but she has got the most astounding voice.
I will soon tell you.
Such a powerful voice. It was very, very good indeed. And
how old do you reckon?
20, 21. Oh, okay.
No, almost 26.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. I suppose if I'm going to guess, I'm going to get it wrong. It's better to be under than over.
Very, very, very pretty girl.
Yes, she is. She did three tracks. And then there was a group called In Fear of Olive. Now, if you can imagine, could you ever find out what his name was? The chap who was in Wayne's World?
Dana Summit.
Yeah.
Not Dana Scully.
No, not Dana Scully, definitely. But if you can imagine him with his hair and his big glasses, even look like him, he kind of, I think it was the lead singer of this group. And it was literally two guitars, a bass, and a chap with a cheese grater and a whisk offering percussion. And you couldn't believe that four voices, two guitars, a bass guitar, and an assortment of kitchen utilities could sound as amazing as it did.
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey, that was it.
Thank you to Lainey and Meow in the chat room.
Oh, yes, there we go, yes. But no, absolutely fantastic. Really, really good. I've so enjoyed the evening. It was an absolutely gutted shame that you couldn't make it as well.
Well, I was there. I just drew the short straws and didn't... It was very bizarre because I had to work, I had to be at the front desk, and I had to be the first aider on call sort of thing.
Yeah, so you couldn't be locked away.
I couldn't do a lot, and I couldn't particularly move away. It was a very uneventful event.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Uneventful event as far as emergencies are concerned.
Mm. But all of the artists that I've mentioned, all seven acts, are part of Wavelength Studios, that are actually based in Doncaster, right in the centre of Doncaster town. And all of the artists that were featured are either recording with or in production at Wavelength Studios. And the chap who heads up the Wavelength Studios is Keith Angel. And I actually managed to grab 5 minutes with him during the interval. Had a nice little chat about what Wavelength is, about what we do as a podcast. He's invited us to go over there and look at the studio. And he's also suggested the possibility of doing some recordings over there as well, which I think will be amazing if we can actually grab interviews with these guys, either while they're doing their recordings and rehearsals, or around the each side of them. But yes, so watch this space. Wavelengthstudios.co.uk is the website for the studio. There's no information on there regarding the artists that are part of the studio, but if you have a look at the studio itself, is very retro. It's very 1960s setup, and that drum kit that you'll see on both the main and the gallery page, I'm going to have a go on that. I really am. I haven't told him yet, but I will. So, yes, there you go. And it's kind of kicked us into touch, hasn't it, love? Because, you know, we really should get out. I mean, Rowley, you're probably going to smile and say, I told you so. But we really do need to get out more and see more artists,
well,
particularly local ones.
We are actually contemplating, like, a spin-off show dedicated to the local talent.
We certainly are, yes.
More information to come at a later date.
Incidentally, that is not the big project we were talking about last week.
No, this is another project. How many projects have we got on the count?
Too many. Doing a search on Reverb Nation yields about 160 Doncaster-based acts. Now, some of those may not be current anymore. Some of them may not even be acts at all. Because I think if you do that, you'll actually pull up the Bugcast, because I've specified our geography as based in Doncaster. But even if there's only half of those, that's 80 bands that we have just not tapped into. I don't think we've played anybody from Doncaster. So, yes, we will certainly...
Well, it's about time that Doncaster got more recognition.
Well, of course. I mean, even Colin from Ouroboros has played some Doncaster bands before and we haven't. That's bang out of order.
Well, there's quite a few that I'm being told of that sound rather good.
We're still waiting to hear back from one of those, aren't we?
Yeah, but possibly two of them. I found out that one of them hasn't been too well, so they haven't forgotten. But also, there's Sign FM, which is like a community radio.
Yes, which is part of Higher Rhythm, which is also a recording studio.
And they do Sign FM sessions, which is all about new and upcoming acts and independent artists. So that's one to really look out for.
Indeed. Anyway, moving on, let's have another track. This is Kotodama, who we have played on the show before. This track is called See You Tonight.
I just wanna see you.
liked that.
And so did people in the chat room, by the sounds of it.
Yes.
Mm.
That was Kotodharma with See You Tonight. Kotodharma are Chris and Evan Brown. They have travelled the world as competitive ballroom dancers. They've dabbled in stock market trading. And then in 2007, they formed Kotodharma. Incidentally, Kotodharma mean is Japanese for the word spirit of words.
No.
Their debut album was Dichotomy.
Yes.
I always have trouble with that word. They were finalists in Europe's 100% Music Songwriting Contest. They've appeared at the Kansai Music Conference in Osaka, Japan. They were nominated for an... something music award, LA Music Award, not LI or LJ, whatever I put down there.
LJ Music yes. Award. Yes.
Their video for See You Tonight has aired on CBS, NBC, Fox and other American TV networks, and they have played an acoustic showcase in the UK, amongst many other things.
Which we missed, obviously.
Yes. So, they are from Waii in New South Wales in Australia. And we sourced that from Matthew from Hubbub Music. And you can find out more by going to kotodharma.com, which is kotodharma.com.
Awesome. As always, links will be in the show notes at thebugcast.org. Okay, next week, the podcast episode 154 will be the cloth. Broadcast live on Friday the 1st of April. Which is a shame because it's after midday, so we can't actually... Another one for you, Pete. Which is after midday, so we can't do... Eh?
Another one for you, Pete.
Do you not remember the Bugcast promo that Pete did for us, which got you burping in it? Yes, the Bugcast episode 154 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 1st of April at 9:30 p.m. If you want to get in contact, you can send us an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. Head along to thebugcast.org/contact for more information about how you can get in contact with us, social networking and other stuff like that. To play us out, we are going to have a track by Lee Mary Stokes. This is called Your Smile. I did warn you.
Didn't quite as sudden as the other one, but still sudden. That was Lee Mary Stokes with Your Smile. Sourced from Denise from Manila PR.
Yes.
And I actually said Manila right. Woohoo! Best Served with Tea and Biscuits was their debut album. It's a band-backed singer-songwriter from Portsmouth, as in Lee Mary Stokes is the singer-songwriter, yes, and she has a band that backs her. Lee Mary Stokes on vocals and guitars, Chris Pitt on lead guitars and backing vocals, Kevin Burke drums and percussion, James Dillon bass and Glock.
Yeah, Glockenspiel.
Yes. One Above Records is the record label from Portsmouth in the UK, which I've already mentioned because it was said Portsmouth singer-songwriter. You can find out more by going to leemarystokes.co.uk. And she's got quite a quirky voice.
Very much so, and a very quirky musical style as well.
Yes.
Mm. Awesome stuff. So there we go. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And all being well, we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.